Question number one. Question number two, there's something very holy and there's something very, very special about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rashbi. What is the tremendous connection that Klal Yisrael has to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? To the point that if you think about an event in Klal Yisrael, there might be no other event in the world that's as unifying as Lag BaOmer. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is the author of the Zohar. What's the tremendous power of Rashbi that you're going to be by in Eretz Hashem on Shabbos? And why is his yahrzeit called a hilula? It's called a wedding. Hilula, in the words of the Gemara, refers to a wedding. So what's the koach of Rashbi? What's up with the fires? And what does it mean that Lag BaOmer is the wedding of Rashbi if it's the yahrzeit? In fact, the Gemara Nedarim tells us that we fast on the yahrzeit of a tzaddik. Yet somehow, for Rashbi and people like him, it becomes a day of tremendous simcha. So many of you know the Gemara. The Gemara that starts us off. The Gemara tells us in Yevamos and Samach Beis and Mebeis that, of course, Rabbi Akiva had two sets of 12,000 Talmidim. They all died during this period of time. And then the Gemara describes, this part is not as well known, that Rabbi Akiva started again. And Rabbi Akiva went down south after his Talmidim have died. And he goes down south and he starts and he chooses five Talmidim. One of them is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and four others, the Gemara says, Heim Emidu Torah. They're the ones who held up Torah. So something happened, that there was a terrible failure, Lo Nagu Kavod Zevazeh, Rabbi Akiva on some level, not that it's necessarily his fault, but he fails. And then there are five Talmidim, Heim Emidu Torah. What does Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, let's focus on him, what does he do to fix? And Rabosa, I want to share with you one of the yesodos that for me is one of the most mesameach ideas. And I think the musar for us is so important. And this could, you know, when you go to a place that there's a kever of a tzaddik, you know, how do you relate? What is it about it? What are you trying to tap into? What does Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai do to fix Heim and Midu Bosa Torah? Here's the Yisod. In Sefer Dvarim, we have two ways in which Torah is described. Two very, very, almost polar opposite ways that they're embodied. The Torah tells us, Yarov Kamotar Likhi, that Torah is like water that rains down. Water. Water that hydrates, that nurtures the world. Without water, nothing can happen. That's what they're looking for in space. They're just looking for a little bit of water. Water is the source of all life. Torah is the source of all life. Yarov kamotar lichi. There's another description of Torah. Miminoi eish dos lamoi. First pasuk was from Parshas Hazinu. The second one is in Parshas Oz Habracha. And that is Torah as fire. Opposites. Torah is water, and Torah is fire. They war with each other. And who usually wins, interestingly? Water. In the heavens, as in Makas Mitzrayim, water and fire can coexist with each other. Borat, according to the Medrash. Daiti, Rabbi Akiva embodies water. Anybody think of an example in the Chazal? Almost the Rav Nosson describes. Yeah, go ahead. Beautiful. Rabbi Akiva wakes up. He's inspired at age 40. Avos de Rav Nosson, Perek Vav, describes that the water penetrates a rock. The koach of Mayim. Mayim that goes from the highest point, from God Himself, Torah, to the lowest point. What does it mean to the lowest point? To every part of human existence. That same water could be so powerful that it could break through a rock. And it sanctifies our lives. It nurtures our entire life. There's another example of Rabbi Akiva. Gemara Brachos Samach Beis on the Beis says that when we were under the oppressions of the Romans, Rabbi Akiva says we can't stop learning Torah because we would be like what? Fish outside of water. Rabbi Akiva embodies mind. The Tairas Hamayim, the cool water that nurtures the entire world. And that is, if you'll run with me for a moment, the Torah of Halacha. The Torah of Halacha nurtures every single part of our lives. But for in order for it to nurture, a lot of things got to go right. You need more than just water. The seed needs to be put in the appropriate way. The sun has to shine on the plant in the appropriate manner. If anything goes wrong, even if the water is not at fault, the Rebbe who's pouring the Torah Samayim, if there's something corrupt, chas v'chalila, in the personality of the Talmud, and that's what happens to Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim, lo noag u'kavod zeh b'zeh, then the Torah Samayim doesn't work. In other words, you need the appropriate circumstances for Torah to be internalized, for the Torah Samayim to be effective, even though Torah is Mayim and it is what nurtures the world. The Torah Salach is what nurtures our existence. And there's a failure. And Rabbi Akiva starts again. And he starts again, and one of his Talmidim are Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was mekabel from his Rebbe, who embodies Mayim. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, though, you're going to sing with Rabbi Chizkiyo Mirtz Hashem in about 24 hours from now. You're going to sing Bar Yochai Nimshachto Ashrecha. Look at the words of Bar Yochai. And in the words of Bar Yochai, you have described Teira never as Mayim, never as water. How is their Teira described? As fire. Taira is Eish. Eish dos hashara, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai pulls out a flaming sword of fire. Armu flamala, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai reflects a light that is reflected by fire. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai introduces Seidois HaTaira, which goes in the exact opposite direction of the Taira's Hamayim. He introduces a Torah that doesn't go from heavens up, down, the Torah Samayim, but water and fire are not only the opposites because they conflict, but they're also the opposites because fire searches for the highest point and water searches for the lowest point. Tairas Rajbi is the Tairas HaEsh, it's the fire, Sodos HaKabbalah. What is Kabbalah? Kabbalah is all about man trying to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to feel he knows that he'll never understand the mysteries of God, but to feel somehow a source of some type of connection with Kudsh Baruch Hu. There's a desire for him to escape his bodily existence and feel more of his neshama and closer to Kudsh Baruch Hu. That's the Tairas HaEsh of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Something has happened. The Torah Samayim has failed. It's that moment in the history of Klal Yisrael that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai needs to be megala, reveal something that's new, and that's this Torah HaEsh. Why? What happened? What does Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai need to do in terms of revealing this Bechina of Torah that's a Bechina of fire And why does it work in a way that the Teiras HaMayim doesn't work? And what does it tell us about our Avodas Hashem? About what we're supposed to take from Lag BaOmer, what we're supposed to take away from Miron. Let's remember the context. A little bit of history. Talmidei Chachamim are being murdered in the streets. Haruge Malchus. The Romans have just put down the last rebellion in Beitar. And thousands of Jews have been murdered. There is a despondency in the air. Not only are the halls of yeshivas despondent because of the persecutions, but also of the failures of the Talmidim. 24,000 Talmidim weren't effective in accepting the nurture of Rabbi Akiva. There's a crisis. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai reveals a Torah in a time of crisis which says that you are not everything that you see. That Klal Yisrael's condition is very, very different than simply the natural order of halacha, sanctifying mundane life. There is a neshama that's living in an alternative universe. There is Shechinta Begelusa. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has abandoned you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Kabbalah is also in Galus. These are all the sodos of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. At that moment of crisis, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai brings out a passion into Klal Yisrael that has never been forgotten. A desire for us to sometimes even escape difficult situations. Rabosai, times are not easy. Who would have thought that you would have Donald Trump running against Hillary Clinton for president? They say that there was a fellow that was talking to his friend. He said, "I can't believe the what's going on within the who the presidential candidates are. The stock market looks terrible." He said, "I was getting really, really depressed. Social Security is in shambles." He said, "I was feeling suicidal." So he says, "I called the suicide hotline. And you know what? They sent me to a call center in Pakistan." So he said, "Oh, that's awful. I know when you get these guys, they barely know how to speak English, and this guy's about to commit suicide." He says, "Wait, it gets worse." So when I told them I convinced them that I was suicidal, they got all excited, and they said, "We want to. Do you know how to drive? We want to send you a truck." Rabosai, there are times when things are difficult and things are challenging, that sometimes the Torah's Hamayim, the Torah of water, doesn't always speak to a person. There is also the koach of the Torah Sa'ish. Now careful. There's fire here. We don't play with fire. Kabbalah is not something that we jump into. But at the same time, the koach of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, the koach of the power of a spark, is something that is so important. To be able to tap into the koach of every single Jew's passion to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now that requires chachma. When do I pull out the Torah Samayim? And when do I pull out the Torah Sa'ish? That requires definitely a lot of wisdom. You know, they say that there was once a parrot who was being sold in a store, and the owner said, "This parrot is unique. He speaks both in Hebrew and in English." So he said, "If you pull his right leg," they had a string attached to his right leg. "If you pull his right leg, then he speaks in English. And if he pulls his left leg, he pulls in Hebrew." So a potential customer says, "What happens if I pull both legs?" To which the parrot responds, he says, "Ani fall al ritzpa, imbecile. You got to be careful. You can't pull both things at once. You can't pull out both things at once. But to be able to know, to access the koach, the power of Torah Sa'esh is something that's so, so, so important. Now we go back to our three questions. What were our three questions about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? Why is it called a hilula? Why is it called a wedding, Lag BaOmer? Why is it called a wedding? You shouldn't refer to it as a wedding. In fact, the Gemara says, why is it a tremendous day simcha? B'nai Yisachar describes 250 years ago that already then it was a tremendously joyous time. What's the koach of hilula? Why? Oh, what's our understanding? One of the beginning of the Yesodos of Torah Sa'esh is man's desire to come closer to Kutcha Brichu and not be constrained by Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Not to be constrained by the realities of the Chomrius of this world. Not to be constrained by their bodies, which we're supposed to sanctify with the Torah Samayim, but at times that there's a desire to come closer to Kutcha Brichu. The one who embodies that more, who saves Klal Yisrael by introducing, being Megala, this Bechina of Torah Sa'esh, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who represents the She'ifa, the Neshama, to come closer and closer and closer, says Rav Moshe Kordeveler, that is Hilula Derashbi, when Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's Neshama connects once again with Kudsha Brichu and escapes from the body. Most people don't live like that. Most people also don't seclude themselves in a cave. We're not supposed to live like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The Gemara Brachos and Lamed Hei Amidei says, "Har baratzu v'lo osu biyodam." They were not successful when they imitated Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. But at the same time, if every Jew here doesn't have a she'ifa, an aspiration to come closer to Kutcha Brichu, to have a taste, to be connected to this Bechina of Eish, this she'ifa to come closer to Kutcha Brichu, not only know what to do, not only do the right things in life, but to feel that sense of kurva, the mystery of Kutcha Brichu coming closer to him. That's the Torah HaKabbalah, that's the Torah HaSoid. And there's something missing if we don't have it. There's something missing if a person is not looking for that spark. That's Hilula Derashbi. Now we know the Koach of Lag BaOmer. The Koach of Lag BaOmer is the ability to be able to connect to that Torah's Hanistar, each person al pi madrigaso. Now we understand why Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is so important. And we understand the power of Lag BaOmer. If the koach of Lag BaOmer is the spark that's inside of every Jew, the neshama that's inside of him, is it not a coincidence that specifically on Lag BaOmer is the one time, unlike any other, where every single Jew flocks to Miron? And it's a time where you see the most eclectic groups, from Toldos Aaron to Jews who barely know how to say a bracha. Every single one of them going to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. How? We don't have any other moment like that in the Jewish calendar. The answer is based on above. Because Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai escapes, helps us escape in challenging times, the simple life of mundane existence, and where no longer is the goof constrained, and there is an aspiration for a person to go higher and higher to Kutcha Brichu, and the goof falls away. You know, sometimes there are machlokios, there are disagreements of how to apply the Torah Hamayim, how to apply Torah Halacha. There are different shitas. There's Toldos Aaron and there's Mizrahi. But those are all machlokios about the Torah's Hamayim. At the core of it, every single one of us have that same spark of neshama. That's the koach of Rashbi. That's why you'll see so many different types of people drawn to the koach of Rashbi. So let's apply what we just discussed. Musar halacha lemaisa. Number one, if a person goes to Miron, if he's connecting to the koach of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, then a person must be thinking about how every Jew is so holy and so beautiful to Kudsha Brichu, no matter where he is, Bibchinas Tairas Amayim, because the Eish HaNeshama of every Jew all has that starting point of holiness that's Iyavshar L'Shayer. You can't estimate that. That's number one. Avas Yisrael. That's what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai embodies. And number two, one more difference between water and fire. Water is finite. If we learn together Simen Beis and Shulchan Aruch, and you review it, you know Simen Beis. If you do Simen Beis and Simen Gimel, you know how to live Simen Beis and Simen Gimel. It's finite. You did the first 10 dapim of Makos, you know the first 10 dapim, you don't know the other 12. The Tairas Hamayim is finite, necessary, a precondition. By the way, I want to add, if there's ever a conflict, Mekubalim point out that the Mayim wins over the Eish in this world. Water puts out fire in this world. Again, don't be that imbecile that the parrot is describing. Water is finite. Fire is not that. Fire is something in which when a spark is started, a spark can create an inferno. Toras HaMayim has its limitations. Toras HaEish goes out of self. Which means if you have a good Rebbe that teaches you a little bit of Chassidus, that taps into this koach of Toras HaEish, that fire can go on and on and on, and it lights generations from generations. And a spark and a passion for Torah, whether it's a Torah of Halacha or whether it's a Torah of Kabbalah, both, when it comes with a spark, when you start a small spark, you have no idea how far it's going to go, how it's going to blaze. Rabbi Reichman Shlita points out that there, I've said this in the past, that there are three people who built Torah in America. Interestingly, he didn't mention Rabbi Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. Three people he mentioned were the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zechreina Levracha, emphasis on Zechreina Levracha, Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal, and as well Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal. All three of them had a dream that they were going to take those a spark, an Ud Mutzal Me'esh, one spark that they saw from their previous lives, Pshuto Kemashmo, their previous lives. And they were going to start again, where people said they couldn't do it. Rabbi Aaron Kotler saw the fire of Torah, of Amelus B'Torah in Lithuania. He started with 10 boys in Lakewood. How many thousands of people are learning Torah with that small spark that Rabbi Aaron had started? Community kollelim throughout America. Rav Soloveitchik said, Lamdus for my grandfather, Rav Chaim, that must be able to exist. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sent us to America, it's not confined to Brisk. I could take a college boy and turn him into a Lamdin. You would not be here today, most of you, if not for a Soloveitchik's dream. You're on the college track. College is college. No! We could take college boys and turn them into Lamdanim. Maybe you also appreciate Torah Sa'esh as well, not only Lamdus. But that dream created a fire. That spark that he took from Brisk. And Lubavitcher Rebbe decided that he's going to take the koach of Chassidus that was deep into the interlands of Russia. And he said, I could bring Chassidus to every corner in the world. V'kach avei. I joked in the past that you go to the North Pole. Nosei Chabad has dug a hole in 20 feet of snow and they put a Tanya over there on the North Pole. I'm not sure why. But that's what they did. There's a Tanya everywhere you go throughout the world. Everywhere you go. And that was the dream of Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zechusa Yagoyin Aleinu. that power, that koach, to take a spark and then create an inferno. And it doesn't only apply to Torah. I grew up in Brooklyn, New York. I remember as a kid that there were a couple of men who decided, you know what? There have been time after time that people have died on Shabbos and the ambulance didn't come fast enough and died during the week. And a few menadvim, I remember when they started, Hatzalah. Now there are so many different organizations of Hatzalah. I remember those first few guys of Hatzalah. We can't even imagine Jewish communal life today without Hatzalah. 30 years ago, it was just a couple of guys. And there are people who are standing here or sitting here who have that koach inside of them to take a spark of something in chesed and Torah and create an inferno. So lesson number one is a tiras ha'esh inside of every person. That's what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai teaches us. Lesson number two is the koach of a spark. It's not enough for you just to sit and learn and keep halacha. There's a spark. There are many sparks here that if you just grab them, you could create an inferno. And number three, we're getting soon to the internet. It says in Gemara, Gittin Adar Samach Zayin Amar Al. Many different Tanoim at different Midos. By the way, it's getting late. I'm not going to discuss. Take a look in the Gemara about the Koach of Rabbi Akiva over there, but I want to talk about what the Gemara says about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Samach Zayin Amar Aleph in Gittin. Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Tochein Harbe. Rabbi Shimon's special Midah. Again, what the Gemara describes is many different Tanayim and their unique attributes. For example, the Gemara says that we have Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Kavanaki, everything he said was 100% clear. That was the Midah of Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. The Gemara says something really striking that just struck me last night as following up beautifully to Sisod, and then we get to our final Musar. The Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was Toichein Harbe, he ground a lot of the Torah of his Rabbeim, Umotzi Kima, and all he took out was a little. In other words, he worked really, really hard, and at the end of the day, what he got was very beautiful, but only all the different things that he heard from his Rabbeim, he only took out a little. Motzi Kima. V'chein Amar Rabbi Shimon l'talmidav. And Rabbi Shimon said to his talmidim, Bonai, shanu midosai, my dear talmidim, learn from my midos. Shemidosai truma mitrumas midosav shel Rabbi Akiva. Now everything's going to come together now, Rabbosai, and we're going to get to the Musar. He says, because this midah of grinding, and coming out with a little, that is the truma of the truma. In other words, it is the elite, of the midos of my Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. Now you have to look back at the Gemara, what are the midos of Rabbi Akiva? I can't discuss everything. Basically, Rabbi Akiva had this brilliant ability to be able to order kol ha-Torah kula, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says that my midah of pounding and grinding and coming out with a little, that's the elite midah that my Rebbe Rabbi Akiva embodied. Rabosai, what do you think about this idea? What do you grind? A wheat stalk. Where does a wheat stalk come from? The ground that is hydrated by water. Rabbi Akiva plants. Sometimes they succeed, sometimes he doesn't. Water hydrates the food of the world. What's tchina? How do you grind? Think about it from the perspective of physics. Grinding is tension. Tension is created, and then ultimately the stalk is broken down. Correct? Do you agree with my physics? That's what happens. How the fire started? How did Adam create fire? Tension. Amelus. Hard work. Says Rabbi Akiva to his Talmidim, I want to teach you Kol HaTorah Kula. And something goes wrong. 24,000 Talmidim die. Rabbi Akiva starts again. Somehow the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva did not internalize his lesson. In fact, what was Rabbi Akiva's teaching? V'ahavta re'acha kamocha zeklal gadol b'Torah. And lo no'adu kavod says that something goes wrong. And he starts again. And you know what Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says? People misunderstood. They thought that Rabbi Akiva was about the Torah's Hamayim, feeding the world, Torah up on high, being able to sanctify daily life. They missed something in Rabbi Akiva. And that is the tension. The source of Esh. And that is, the wheat stalk is not complete unless you grind it. Unless you're Amel. Unless you have a fire of Amelus. That ultimately all of the beautiful attributes of Rabbi Akiva are not going to be fulfilled. And this is the Truma Mitrumas Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was so awesome, he was so tremendous, the Talmidim had missed that. They had missed this Bechina. And because they didn't work on their Midos, lo nagu kavod zeh bezeh. Because they didn't grind and they ate Rabbi Akiva's Torah whole, then the completion of Rabbi Akiva's Torah was lost. Rabosai, that's the final Musa. If we're not going to introduce the tension of Amelus, then ultimately all of the beautiful Torah that we're going to hear, the fire of Amelus without it, it's not going to last. Chas v'chalil, of the Torah of our Rabbein is not put together with real hard work, it doesn't stay. And then God forbid, even worse, that could be distorted. It could be confused. Says Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, it's better to be mekabel a lot from your Rabbeim and grind it down and only end up with a kima, but you have processed it well, you've been on it. Okay. Now you can pull out your phones. For those of you who came in late, try quickly. Can I look on with somebody? Go to YouTube. I'm going to get fired by tomorrow. Go to YouTube. No, it's the exact opposite. What I want to emphasize is also to be able to use this properly. Wait. Go to YouTube. Put in, for those of you who have your phones, I'll just look on one person here. Everybody else can sit down. Go to YouTube. Put in the following words. Rabbi Banks and Rabbi Birnbaum. R-A-B-B-I-B-A-K-S-T and Rabbi Birnbaum. Don't press play yet. We're not done. We're not even done with this year. Everybody's looking over other people's shoulders. Okay, what we're going to do, well, let me give you a little bit of history, a little bit of background. When this video was put up on YouTube, Rav Leib Bakst, who is on the left in the picture, was no longer alive, and Rav Shmuel Birnbaum was alive. Since then, Rav Shmuel Birnbaum was passed away. Rav Shmuel Birnbaum was the Rosh Yeshiva of Mir Yeshiva, who learned in Shanghai. Ben reminded me that Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, throughout his years, as you'll see here, he's in his 80s, Rav Shmuel Birnbaum did not leave Yeshiva throughout his life, until Second Seder was over, no matter what was going on. He was known as a fire of Torah, a tremendous love of Torah. All I want to show you, and then I'm going to continue and tell you one other story, is what Eish of Torah is. Not in a Torah, they're arguing in a sugya. Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, who was a Talmud of Mir Yeshiva, ultimately became the Rosh Yeshiva Mir Yeshiva in Brooklyn. I'll even try to tell you some of the things that they're saying as we watch it. you're going to see, I'm trying to describe, the picture is going to show you, it's going to be hard to see. It's not that vivid. It's relatively old video. They're at a wedding. Oh, just also a little bit of background. They're at a wedding. This is not in the Beis Medrash. They're at a wedding. They're socializing at a wedding. And this is what happens. Right in front of you is Reb Shmuel Birnbaum with the longer white beard. On the left is Reb Leib Bakst with that. He has a bent down hat. And now, you ready? 1, 2, 3. A. B is, I was surprised how many guys had their phones with this one. But that wasn't my motivation at all. C is, if you're going to be using your phone to look at the internet for only kosher things, I would recommend just stay on that YouTube page for a couple more. Eventually, it's going to get to bad stuff. It only takes a... But there's an amazing video also there, right on that same page, of Rev Eliyashiv learning. I don't know if many of you have seen it. If you haven't seen it, you got to see it. It's a little boring. It's 40 minutes long, but it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing to watch. It's at 3 in the morning. They even show you the clock of him learning, and there's some other very, very inspiring, things. Also, it comes up there is proving that Lubavitch Rebbe said he was Mashiach, which I don't believe. But there are some very, very... some very, very, very beautiful things that I would encourage you to look at. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the internet. And if you're going to have a smartphone, use it for good things. I think that video is extremely, extremely inspiring. I think that's inspiring because what you see is how Torah gives so much life to a person. That's the Torah Se'esh I'm talking about. I'm not only talking about Torah Se'esh in terms of Kabbalah, which is that too. I'm talking about a passion. So those were our three lessons. Number one is the Torah Se'esh of the Koach, the Neshama of every Jew. Number two is the power of the spark. And number three is a fire in your learning. That's what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai brings out. That the only way we could assure in difficult times, the only way we can assure in difficult times that Torah is going to last, when everything is going well, the Torah Samayim is fine. But when times get rocky, that's where the Torah Ha'esh is absolutely necessary. And let me conclude. Reb Shmuel Birnbaum told my Rebbe, Rebbe Brandspiegel, something very interesting. Rebbe Brandspiegel was once discussing with him a Ketzos HaChosh. I've mentioned this in my daily shiur a couple times. Reb Brandspiegel was discussing a Ketzos HaChosh and Reb Shmuel Birnbaum's Atzal. And Reb Shmuel told him, Abba, I think it is the Pshat in the Ketzos. And he says, I'm usually not so convinced. But this time I know it's the Pshat in the Ketzos. You know what I'm talking about now, right? The person who is facing you in the video. With that beautiful address card and that beautiful white beard. With a smile, with that beautiful smile, and he was like in the Beis Medrash, shuffling back and forth as if he was in the Beis Medrash at the wedding. He was getting kicked out of Reb Leib Bakst also. He was enjoying it. But that's life. That's a chayim. They're in their late 70s, early 80s, and look at how alive they are. What are you gonna have? What are we gonna have when we're in our late 70s and early 80s? Mirtz Hashem, all of us should be healthy. What are you gonna have? See a newspaper, a little bit more baseball scores. Donald Trump's grandson's going to be running for president. What are you going to have? So my Rebbe said that he was doing a back slice, and he discussed with Reb Birnbaum. Reb Birnbaum said, "This time, I think I know for sure this is the pshat of tzais." I said, I'll tell you, Abba, why. This Ksais HaChoshen I learned in Shanghai. Rabosei, just imagine. The man that you were looking at, many of their friends were killed by the Nazis on Kiddush Hashem. Miraculously, they managed to find their way to Japan. To China. Miraculously. Many of them, not only were their friends being killed on Kiddush Hashem, knew that their parents and their siblings had all been killed. He says, in Shanghai, we had only one Ktsais HaChoshen. One Ktsais. In the Olam HaYeshivas, Ktsais HaChoshen is the ultimate expression of Amelus B'Torah. We had one Ktsos. And that Ktsos, there was a sign-up sheet. There was a sign-up sheet days and days and days ahead. Say Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz knew Ktsais by heart, and he used to quote Ktsais in the Shir. Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, Rosh Yeshiva Mir, was the Rosh Yeshiva in Shanghai. He was a young Rosh Yeshiva at the time. The legend has it that Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, that Ktsais HaChoshen eventually began to tear. The cover fell off. They say, legend has it that Reb Chaim wrote the whole first couple of pages of Ktsais Baal Peh. That's what they say. We still have those pages. His nephew, Rav Yehuda Shmuel Levitz, just sold it on eBay for a tremendous amount of money. If I'm not mistaken. We're family friends. My in-laws and me are family friends. And that Ktsais used to make its way around in Shanghai. Rav Shmuel Birnbaum told my Rebbe, he said, that Ktsais that we're discussing, I signed up for 2 weeks in advance to have from 2:40, I don't know the exact time, this is a goose, but from 2:40 to 3 o'clock in the morning. I was so prepared by the time I opened the Sefer, and every single second I made the most of, and that Ktsais is in my bones. He says, this Ktsais, I'm convinced that I understood Pshat. Rabosai, that was the man that you were looking at. If you have that fire, that desire, this Bechina of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, then Be'ezer Hashem, you will be Zeicha to Heim, Heim, Himidu, Torah, and Chesed. You have to have a passion. It doesn't have to be only in Lomdos. It can apply to so many other things in life. Speaking about the Hatzolah guys that we mentioned earlier. But it requires a fire. And in dark times and in challenging times, the Tiras HaMayim doesn't work. It's only the Tiras HaEish. And that's what rebuilt Torah in America. And that's the Sheirish of Torah today in Eretz Yisrael. I beg of you, when you're in Miron, think of these three things. The Koyach HaNeshama of every Jew, the power of a spark, and whether there's a tayras ha'esh that's burning in your bones. And Be'ezer Hashem, we should be zaycha al yidei zeh to follow the footsteps of the Tana Elokai Rav Shimon Bar Yochai.